Aircheckdownloads.com.
And now on 1FM for the final time. The morning gig. Here's Simon Bates in New York.
Bates in New York.
Something to realize, of course, that he works for another radio station as well. Now then, let me tell you a little bit about what's happening and why it's happening today. We're actually in probably the most famous delicatessen in the world, which is the Carnegie Deli on the corner of West 55th Street and 7th Avenue here in New York. We've got a few guests, just a few. Texas will be playing live a little later on. We three, Sean Colvin has agreed to come up from New York, and Toshi Reagan and Cyndi Lauper will be here about 15 minutes ago. It's late at night for Jim Simon, but not that late at night. He's wearing his fangs, and he's also got his cloak on. He popped in with Lorraine Crosby. I was thrilled to learn from Lorraine Crosby that Mrs. Loud was referred to on commercial radio in Britain about a week ago as... Who was it, Lorraine? Somebody else? It's Bonnie Tyler. No, David Jensen, it is not Bonnie Tyler. It is Lorraine Crosby, and she's cross, and she's coming to get you. Lorraine Crosby will be here a little later on. Also, the man who hates the Beatles most of all because of what they did to him in 1963. We're here in New York for obvious reasons. We have some guests. We have a lot of live music. In fact, there's some doubt about how much music we'll actually be playing on record. So if you can stick around, that'll be good. The pastrami sandwiches are hot. The coffee is non-stop and drinkable, which means that that's the best reason to come out of the BBC and come across to New York. From the Carnegie Deli, straight into New York, and Mark Bolan and T-Rex ahead of what might turn out to be a worrying program for a few people. Love and understanding. Our fax number here at the Carnegie Deli, they do takeaways, but not as far as where you are. 0101-212-757-9889. That's 0101-212-757-9889. I'll give you the fax number again in just a second. I want to make it quite clear that Jim Steinman is a highly intelligent, on-the-case man.
So just because that's obviously not evident.
Hasn't been up to this moment.
I know.
What's the hot issue at the moment in New York?
If you go by what people are actually talking about the most in terms of like radio talk shows, which is a good barometer, it's actually two situations that intersect. There's a film out called The Program in which they showed high school football players lying down in the middle of a highway.
A couple of kids killed recently.
As a way to prove manhood and be macho, and a couple of kids imitated it who were killed.
Yeah.
And this intersected with, on MTV, I don't know if you have this in Europe, but these cartoon characters, Beavis and Butthead, who were two imbecilic metalhead 14-year-olds. And because some 5-year-old kid said, fire to his house, and the mother claimed, as it turns out, probably completely falsely, that it was inspired by Beavis and Butthead. And all the particularly cowardly corporate heads have now decided to censor everything. So they're taking the scene out of the movie, they're taking Beavis and Butthead and putting them on at 10:30 p.m. And this is what's being talked about the most. I think it's ridiculous.
Are we in for bland rock from now on?
I don't know, but it's a pretty bland society. So that would be appropriate. It's just astounding that people could, that a psychotic character could lie down in the middle of the road and get killed, and therefore they feel that art should be censored. I mean, you assume, it's the Disney company, by the way, that puts out a movie, so you assume they will look again.
They've changed it in Britain as well.
Well, they should obviously take out the flying carpet in Aladdin, because any kid might actually jump on his carpet off the roof and die. And that could be dangerous.
One quick thing. Everybody thinks of you as a tough man. You are, in fact, of course, a complete slophead when it comes to cats.
I'm a slophead when it comes to cats.
Well, let's be honest.
There's an epitaph for you.
How are the cats?
The cats are wonderful. They're real slopheads when it comes to me, as a matter of fact.
Fax number is 0101-212-757-9889. It's 9:28.
Hi, this is Nana Cherry. Mr. Bates, Mr. Simon Bates. Oh, we gonna miss you, sweetheart.
Hey, it's 29 minutes to 10, 1FM, live from New York in London. Peter Bose has the latest news, and we'll come back. Texas playing live, and we three, and so much more later.
A man arrested in Leicester over the murder of PC Patrick Dunn.
Thank you for that.
Oh.
It's a 7:15, the first time I think when I came across Texas, they were singing at 5 o'clock in the morning, so it's a little later for you. Thank you, Charlie. Thanks to Charlene, to Ali, also to Richard, to Eddie and Johnny. I've got to ask, I mean, are you doing a concert tour in Britain soon? We ought to do that.
Yeah, we kick off again in November. So, I'm playing London on the 16th.
Yeah.
16th of November, we'll be playing in Astoria. And we'll be doing the British dates all around. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to pick up some
It's weird, isn't it? I mean, in a small room like this, you are in a tiny room in a New York deli at 7 o'clock in the morning, and you're singing like that, and you're playing like that.
It's kind of a bit nerve-wracking because of those musicians sitting right in front of you.
Like, would you say thank you to me?
Thanks very much.
Texas! Thank you guys so much. Thrill. London? Tasman Archer. A lot of people to thank. A lot of people we haven't thanked, like Joe Grace and Kathy Miller. Madonna in excess, Cliff Richard, Mick Jagger, Diana Ross, Cher, Paula Abdul, Gloria Estefan, the Pet Shop Boys, Phil Collins, Erasure and Meatloaf and Jim Steinman, Michael Bolton, Mariah Carey, Phil Collins, Prince Charles, Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney, Prince and George Michael, all those people who've taken part in these programs over the last couple of years. Oh, we've had, it was very interesting, I was reading an article about the program a couple of days ago, and the article actually said triumphs and disasters. And the good thing about this show, I guess, is that it's either or. Either we're pretty good, or we're the worst damn thing you've ever heard on the radio, which is the way it should be. I want to thank a lot of people, and I haven't got time. I want to thank all those people who've contributed to, supported us, the people in the music business, because it always is a partnership with the music business, the people in the film industry, people in books and all the rest of it. It's impossible to go into too much detail. And if I do, I'll take... Okay, Mr. Levine, another flash. It's impossible to thank people enough, because it's all based on generosity, and it's based on... What? We made it without a breakdown. Now he's thrilled. I think he's on some. It's so difficult to say goodbye, inevitably, but we've got to. Like Orson Welles, we vanish into the night. I want to thank Ken Pursley particularly, and Andy Blackman here in New York, Christine Bohr, Fergus Dudley, Izzy Metcalf, Simon Sadler, and Ralph Jordan, and Adrian, are you there in London?
I am indeed.
Right. this is where we really ought to say goodbye.
All right. Well,
what?
Years ago, they said this sort of program couldn't be done, and we went ahead and did it, didn't we? They said it was too complicated. Maybe they were right, actually.
Yeah, I wonder how it sounds that in.
It sounds all right today.
All right. We'll see you next week. No, I won't see you next week, Adrian. I'm staying in the States. But I'll see you in a couple of months when you come over, I guess.
Okay.
As far as we're concerned, from New York, that does wrap it up. We've got one song to play. There's no particular significance other than maybe the words fit to the mood of the day. Don't forget, on Monday, Simon Mayo is here for 3.5 hours. I had a fax from someone said, what are we going to do without the Golden Hour? The Golden Hour will be here. What are we going to do without our tune? Well, there's the replacement for our tune, which is True Confessions. What are we going to do without the video reviews? The video reviews will be there. Nothing much changes, as I said yesterday, except for the broadcaster, who perhaps will be an improvement on Monday. Thanks for the last 16 years. We'll go out from New York with this.
On 1FM. Three shot dead on Britain's streets in a day.
Aircheckdownloads.com.